Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Joining us for more is Craig Watkins, who's the CEO of Kantar Public UK. Craig, welcome back to the programme. Thanks for being with us. What sorts of measures do the public want the government to take? How quickly?
So there's as you mentioned, over 70% want measures introduced now and not waiting for a new prime minister. And when we've asked a variety of measures, such as removing VAT from energy bills, taking measures to improve energy efficiency, increasing the energy discounts, windfall tax, and even temporarily nationalising energy companies, we see broad support across the political spectrum for all of those measures, you know, above 84% for removing VAT, and even with nationalisation, above 60%, and that's shared with Tory and Labour voters.
That's interesting, because the idea of there being sort of such a clear opinion on such a headline measure, how much is there concern among polling people about the general economic situation and how worried people are going into the winter?
So I think that broad support is indicative of the fact that people very much see this as a crisis, an unprecedented crisis. And we've got three quarters of people thinking that the British economy is now doing worse. We've got over half of the population saying that their view is it's just going to get worse. And that's the highest figure we've seen in over a decade. And 6 in 10 people are finding it harder to meet their monthly budget, which is, again, an increase on where we were last month and an increase on where we were last year.
It's not just the cost of living issue, though. There are other big problems that voters perceive, the NHS in particular.
Yeah, so we've seen consistently that concern about needing to invest in the capacity of the NHS, and that's remained a kind of a key concern for voters. But also now, what people are also concerned about is energy shortages over the winter, which is obviously something kind of quite new coming into your thinking.
So how does all of this play into the Tory leadership battle then? What is the public opinions of Liz Truss versus Rishi Sunak as people to tackle these problems?
So basically increasing uncertainty. I mean, we've seen an increase on the number of people, over 51%, who don't know who they would prefer. If you look at the general population, 26% of people want Rishi Sunak over Liz Truss at 24%. So that's a kind of a slight lead for Rishi. Amongst Tory voters, Liz Truss still in the lead, but her lead has dropped over the last month, and an increasing number of people who don't know. So I think there's a lot of uncertainty, and the longer the leadership contest goes on, the more that uncertainty seems to increase.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.